Hello to all my friends in podcast land. Welcome to Real Life with Crystal, where we talk personal growth and leadership. I am your host, Crystal Gove, and I'm a speaker, trainer, and coach with the John Maxwell team. I want to thank you for joining me. I want to welcome you all and thank each and every one of you for joining me today. And, you know, I always look forward to my time with y'all. And while we're not together actually physically in person, I always imagine when I do these podcasts that we are actually all together. We have pulled up a chair to a big round table, so to speak, and we are settled in, ready to talk leadership and personal growth and learn from each other and grow together. So thank you all for joining me. And I've been going through the book, John Maxwell's book, The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. Live them and reach your potential. And we could spend hours and hours and hours on these, but I just spend a little bit of time in each chapter. So today I want to talk about the law of environment. And, you know, the law of environment says, you know, growth thrives in conducive surroundings. And that's pretty obvious. I'm sure y'all listening to this, you're all actually aware of this. You know, that's what brought you. That's even why you're listening is because, you're seeking out those things to listen to that you can grow from, learn from, and everything. So, our environment is huge to our growth, and it can be a positive or negative. You know, Mark Cain says the first step towards success is taken when you refuse to be a captive of the environment you first find yourself in. And that is so powerful. And again, comes back to that thing of taking responsibility. You know, that is huge when we can take responsibility, and that can include in our environment. So, you know, if we're in a negative environment, an environment of people not looking to grow, people that are just negative, and they see only the negative side of life, and they just wake up every day to breathe and exist. You know, that's probably how we're going to be. And even if we're not that way, if we are around these people constantly, because y'all know the quote, the saying that says you become like the five people that you spend the most time with. And so, or that you're around. And so you may not be that way inside, but, you know, it does affect us. And if we're looking to grow, we need to be checking out what our environment is, you know. And that comes down to a lot of choices. And we may need to change some of those choices. And it may be into, you know, what music are we listening to? And our thoughts. What are our ideas? Our thoughts, you know, experiences. What are our experiences? You know, friends, who are our friends? The list could go on and on as to the things that are affecting us, because anything in our surrounding, whether it's we hear it, see it, it is feeding our mind, it's feeding our soul, and it's probably, you know, slightly shaping the person that we are. And so we have to, if we're looking to grow, and if we're wanting to grow, and we've got to take a look at where we're at and where we want to go. And if, you know, the environment, the things that we're surrounding ourselves with are conducive to where we are going, which ultimately our purpose should be to becoming that person that we were created to be and fully living into our purpose. So we have to take that responsibility for that change. And, you know, we can change if you change yourself, but not your environment, which is possible. We can work on changing ourselves. I mean, we've got to start on changing ourselves, but we can be changing ourselves, and go through that, but not change the environment. Well, if we do that though, our growth will be very slow and difficult. Whereas if we change our environment, but not ourselves, we're going to grow, but it will be slow And it'll be less difficult because our environment is just, it's huge. And if we change our environment and ourselves, growth will be faster and more successful. So when you think of, your environment, think of these three critical questions. What nourishes me? What keeps me alive? And what sustains me? Now, again, we're not talking about that me, myself, and I, and the world revolves around me mentality. We're talking about what are those things that light that fire within our soul? Because, as I said, we were created with a special purpose. We've got a special job to do. And I guarantee that, whether a lot of people die without even discovering that purpose, without living fully into it. And that's a tragedy. So we're all created for a special purpose. And so those things, like what nourishes me, what keeps me alive, what sustains me, the things that do that are going to be the things that feed into the reason what we were created to do. And it's a journey to discover that. And a lot of us, if you're like me, you start at ground zero, and it's a huge process, but you start seeking those things, you will discover them. So we need to think into if our environment is of those things. We may need to change the people that we're spending our time with. And so we become the combined average of the five people we hang around the most. So who are we hanging around? Challenge yourself in a new environment. Find those people that are going to build you up, that are going to hold you accountable, that are going to love you for the person that you were created to be. You yourself, not what you have to offer, not, for any ulterior motive. Find those people that truly care and want to invest their time in you and do life with you, because that's the people that are going to help you grow. The opposite of that is the people that are going to tear you down, and they can completely crush you and change the whole trajectory. So, we may need to change the people that we're around. And then challenging yourself in your new environment, make your goals public to those people. Find a couple people to share. And y'all know I like to talk more about growth than goals, but to maybe share those growth markers, those things that you're working towards, and the steps that you're breaking down to accomplish that, and share that with them so that they can hold you, accountable and help you reach those things. Because and that's those are the people that you want to surround yourself with. And then likewise, we want to be that person to others. And always it's always think to be the person to others that we want people to be to us, If you grew up without positive influence in your life, without anybody encouraging you to grow, a negative impact on you, and think about that and have yourself make sure that you are be to another person who you wish somebody would have been to you when you were younger. And now I'm tripping all over my words, but that's where the real life with Crystal comes in, because I get all tripped up over my words. But be the person to others that you wish you would have had growing up. And even into your adult life, always think, when you're on that growth journey, when you think, man, be that person to others that you wish you would have had in your life, because that's when the true value of life comes in and that fulfillment. And so, another thing is, I know y'all have heard the quote, if you're the sharpest person or the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. And that is so true, because you want to be in an environment that you're going to grow from. Surround yourself with those people that are way ahead of you in what you think. They may or may not be, but those people that you think are way ahead of you in what you're wanting to do, and even just those people that are on that growth journey. You want to surround yourself with those people. And I think we talk about that in the law of comparison, although we can talk about that in every aspect. But, actually, it's not the law of, yeah, it is law of comparison, but are not comparing, because, You know, we can always look at someone else and say, oh, well, they're way better than I am. I can never be that good. And then that becomes a negative thing. But there's always somebody looking at you thinking that. But that can be a positive thing. And you want to surround yourself with those people that do seem to be way ahead of you and are ahead of you, because that's where you're going to grow. Those are the people that you want to go grow from. You know, they've paved the way, and we need to surround ourselves with them. So if you're the smartest person in the classroom, so to speak, you are in the wrong room. So, you know, and when you get, if people are going to criticize you, we go through those moments of life where, you know, we might endure criticism. If you're growing, you're probably going to, you're going to hit that. And, because you're going to be taking action. And when you take action, somebody's going to criticize it. Some way, shape, or form, people are going to criticize it. And they're going to, they may make you look out to be a terrible person. But you know what? As long as you know you are where you're supposed to be, move forward. And, you know, if it's just negative criticism of people that are just trying to tear you down, we'll just block it out. Don't receive that. Don't feed into that. Block that out. I like to say that I like constructive criticism. And constructive criticism, I'm not even sure if those two go together, but somehow I've heard that. Constructive criticism is when somebody sees something that you did and they think you can do it a better way. And so I always tell people that I work with, I said, I'm always open to constructive criticism, because that's how you're going to grow also. So call it whatever you want, but you want to surround yourself with those people that are going to point out the areas that you can do better, as in growing. And so think about your environment. Think about where you're wanting to go and where you're at now. What's feeding into your mind? What are the activities you're doing? Who are the people that you're spending time with? What's the music you're listening to? What are the books that you're reading? What are the activities that you're doing? How are you spending your time? And who are the people that you are surrounding yourself with on a daily basis, whether it's work, friends, whatever? Really, again, sit down and write these things out and make the changes where, and change the things that you can. There's some things in life we can't change, you know, but change the things you can, and just write down all of these things and think, okay, wait, what can I do and what do I need to do? Do I want to be the same place a year from now? You know, and if the answer is no, well, what about your environment do you need to change? And, you know, again, it's a lot of steps to write all these things out. But as I've said before, most people will not do it. Most people will not invest in their growth. They will not take the time. So, you know, a few things of, you know, a growth environment. Now, these, there's probably a lot more, but a growth environment is a place where you are continually challenged. Again, because people are pushing you and challenging you. I mean, that's, you're continually challenged. Your focus is always forward, whether you go through the failures, the wins, whatever. Failure is a good thing, just always fail forward. So your focus is always forward. Okay, great. What did we do great? What can we do better? Let's move ahead. And also, growth environment is where the atmosphere is affirming. And again, that's what we talked about, of people being positive and lifting you up, encouraging you. It's just, you know, we've all been around people where they walk in the room and it's like they suck the life right out of you. You walk in, you know, or people walk into the room and it's just, you're encouraged, you're uplifted, because they're like a breath of fresh air. A growth environment is a place where you wake up excited. You're like, okay, great. What am I going to do today? How can I grow? Versus, oh, great, just another day to live, exist, and pay bills. So you want to create that environment that you're waking up excited about life. And I'm not talking all rainbows and butterflies every morning, but just what is your perspective? And you don't have to be a morning person to have a good perspective. And then it's where failure is not your enemy. And we talked about that. And you're also in a growth environment when others are growing with you. And it's where people desire change. People aren't satisfied to continue doing today what they did yesterday, but looking, how can we improve? How can we grow? And it is a place where growth is modeled and expected. So think about those things and challenge yourself. And what is your environment? Is it in growth environment? So thanks again for joining me. Please share this in case you have friends, colleagues looking for this content. And subscribe so that you do not miss any episodes. So thanks for joining me. And till next time, my friends, be well.